Very beneficial. Obviously, it gives me the opportunity to be involved in games and to get myself going again, having missed the majority of last season with a bad injury. And fortunately enough, so far, I've been able to contribute with a couple of goals. So it's been very beneficial, I think.
How close do you feel to being 100% kind of match fit and match sharp?
It's getting there. I don't think you can put a certain time scale on things like that. I think it just happens. And also having confidence knowing that you're going out there and you're going to get a run of games or an opportunity to be playing most weeks. So that helps. But I think stuff like that, it just generally does come. But knowing that you're going to be involved most weekends is important, and you start picking up things and that competitive edge in games that mean a lot. So, yeah, I've missed out on that. So getting it now is obviously it's going to help.
So it's a psychological thing as much as getting fit again?
Yeah, it's obviously the match fitness, match sharpness that comes with the opportunities that are created and the chances you see in a proper game as such. And the other bit is obviously a mental thing and a confidence thing. And if you're not doing it or being involved in games that don't mean much, then the emphasis on the final bit isn't as important as what is in obviously a competitive championship game.
Was it always in the mind that you were coming back? I know there's been this sort of 3-day period where things were getting sorted out, but for you, was it an easy decision to say yes to come back to Wednesday?
Yeah, depending how the game went on and if Wednesday wanted to keep me and everything, it was one of them with the weekend one, and Hull had got a game obviously the following day, so I think it just needed to get sorted and just took a few days longer than what it normally does, and I think it was all up and running and just glad it was finalised and all confirmed so I could come in and train this week with obviously Wednesday in preparation for the game on Saturday.
There would then obviously be the option of the third and final month. Would you be up for that if all goes well in this month?
Yeah, I'm sure. We've got to see. Obviously, it's just a month and I'm concentrating on trying to perform well again and taking it from there and looking forward to Saturday's game. And I think with these month loans, obviously, you're there for the month, but I'm just focusing on one game to the next. I know it's the old cliche, but I've just got to look at it like that. I've played more football than I did last year already, so hopefully carry on playing this month and contributing some goals and take it from there, really.
So you're not really thinking about what's next in your career, either with Hull or elsewhere? It's just about making sure everything's ticking on with the injury?
Yeah, I'm injury-free now. I just missed a whole chunk of last year, and even when I came back near the end of last season, it was difficult and didn't feel quite right, but having a pre-season under my belt, I felt good and just needed the games, and obviously wasn't given much an opportunity, well, no opportunity in the Premiership, so I was missing out games on there, and for my own career, I couldn't afford to be doing nothing this year and just watching Premiership football and not being involved in it, and so I needed to come out and play games, and whatever goes on, long-term anything, I need to be playing, and all footballers want to be playing. It's very difficult to sit there and not being involved, and for me, I don't want to be doing that. I'd much prefer to be at Wednesday playing, hopefully doing well, and take it from there.
Does that mean then you might have that decision to make in the not too distant future with Hull City?
Obviously, you got to look after your own career, and yeah, if you're not playing, then obviously you can't see yourself as much of a future there. So I've got to be playing again and doing well.